We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi by Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov Bevitach Zolio. We are in Kalim Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Hatamein Shebechle Cheres Tavla Sheyesh Lizbeis. So we may remember Mishnah Gimel. We spoke about various utensils that are not mekabel tuma, earthenware utensils, because they're flat. So we spoke about a tray that did not have a lizbeis, did not have a rim. So our Mishnah says, well, that was Torah. But a tamei kli cheres is a tavla, it's a tray. Sheyesh lizbeis, it has a rim. Once it has a rim, it has a toch, it has a receptacle, it has an inside, and therefore it's susceptible to tuma. Umach tashlema, a complete shovel. We spoke about a flat shovel, a shovel where the front area where you put the coals was flat. That was not mekabel tuma, that was Mishnah Gimel. This has walls around, it has a rim, therefore it is mekabel tuma. The mission says v'tavla shehi malea ka'aros. What if you have a tray that has bowls? Now these bowls are actually attached to the tray. Put different things in the bowls, bring it to the table, and the tray itself also has the tavla has a rim. So the question is, do we view this as one large kli? And therefore, let's say one bowl becomes tame, the rest of them are tame as well, because they're all part of the same tray, they're all in the same toch, the same inside receptacle of the tray. Or do we say, no, each of the ka'aros are separate entities, and the tumah touches one of them, only that becomes tame. So the Mishnah here says, v'tavla shimlei ka'aros, a tray that's literally filled with bowls that are attached to it, nitmeis achas mehen b'sheretz, lonim nu kulam. If one of the bowls becomes tummy through a dead sheretz that may have fallen into it, it doesn't have to actually touch it. As we know, this is klei cheres. So even if there's a dead mouse in one of the air spaces of one of those small bowls, so what we're saying is that bowl becomes tummy, but the others do not become tummy. Yes, they're all attached to the tray, but they're considered separate kalim regarding tumah. Tumah on one is not going to have an impact on the others. But im yeshla lizbeis odef. But let's say the tray has a rim that goes around, that's odef, that's even higher than the sides of the bowl, so that all the bowls are now inside this tray, then nitma achas mehen nitmu kulam. Then if one of the bowls becomes tamei, so all the bowls becomes tamei, because once they take a dead sheretz, that's at a dead mouse, that's in the airspace of the whole tray and all the bowls become tamei. Because it's already, even before it enters one of the bowls, it's already in the airspace of the bowl, because the walls are high, the walls of the tray are higher than the walls of each and every bowl. Mishnah continues similarly, v'chein beis tavlin shel cheres. Let's say you have an earthenware box beis tavlin. It's little houses to little boxes, little compartments, little sections in a larger box. So this is a spice box. V'kalmarim ha'metu amos. Or a kalmarim is like a sofa. The Bar Tanur says, Kli asui lases besocho hadiova hakul mosva hakelim hatrichen lesofer. The scribe has a kli, has a special box, and there, what does he put? He puts his quill, he puts the ink, any other tools that he needs. The asui gam hu rivuim taomim, like taomim, like twins. You have they have little sections, little compartments that are square. Uvartseinu mehem harbe. We have a lot of them, says the Bar Tanur, in our country. I mean, he lived in Italy. Vikorin behem balaz kalmari. Exactly the same that we have in the Mishnah. Kalmarim. So this is a box with different sections that a scribe would use. And if a sheretz falls in, whether it's into the earthenware spice box, which also has different compartments, or into this box of the scribe, which has different compartments, so that's what the Mishnah means. V'chein, the same halacha would apply, which means that if the sheretz falls into the airspace of one of the sections, so only that becomes tamei, not the others, because each one is a separate kli. But if the rim that's on the outer side, all these compartments are now in the same, in one kli, so then the sheretz already made the whole kli tame when it was in the airspace, before it even went into one of the boxes, one of the sections, and therefore the entire box is going to become tame. Ubeis tavlin shel eitz shenitma echad b'mashke lo nitma chaveru. So then now we're speaking about eitz, we're speaking about wood, not earthenware, and we need to understand the difference between wood and kli cheres. Of course, klei cheres is where it's mekabel tuma in the airspace, and wood is not mekabel tuma in the airspace. And here we're also speaking about where the tuma, the source of the tuma on this beis ha'tavlin shel eitz, on this spice box of wood, is a mashke, is a liquid. So why is it important to learn about the halachas of a liquid? Because liquid has a unique, we mentioned this in the past a little bit, the liquid has a unique halacha. If you have a liquid that became tame from an av hatuma, so that liquid obviously becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now that rishon l'tumah should not be able to be metameh a kli, because a kli only becomes tameh from an avatumah. And that liquid is now a rishon l'tumah, so the kli would not become a shein l'tumah. Nonetheless, midrabanan, we say that the liquid that became tameh from an avatumah, in this case, say dead sharetz touched some water, and that water now comes in contact with a kli, that kli becomes tamei midirabanan. And the reason for that is, it's a gezeira. The gezeira is because of what we call mashke shel zav. This we also mentioned in the first parak. The mashke zav, the liquid, what we call mayonos, the saliva or the ziva or the urine of a zav is tamei on the same level as the zav. The zav is an avatoma, very high level. So the liquids that issue from his body also are an avatoma. So in order not to mix up the halachos of liquids, we therefore give astringency to other liquids as well that became tamei from a sheretz, and that liquid will be metamei a kli, because since the liquids from a zav are metamei a kli, why? Because the liquids that issue from a zav are an avatuma, and a kli becomes a rishon l'tuma from an avatuma. We treat all liquids the same, and we're going to give liquids the ability, midirabanan, as long as they become tamei from an avatuma, to make a kli tamei. So that's the discussion here. It's a base tavlin of eight made out of wood that became tamei from a mashke. Midirabanan, mashke was tamei from, let's say, from a dead sheretz. The mashke, the liquid, is a rishon l'tumah. It can make this beis hatavlin tamei. But the point of the Mishnah here, when we bring this over here, is to tell you this similar halacha as before, which is beis tavlin shel eitz shenitma echad b'mashke. If one of the sections became tamei through this mashke, remember, it touched it, it's not a klei cheres, it has to touch it, lonit machaver, the other compartment that may share a wall with it, does not become tamei, because the liquid touched what? It touched the inside of one compartment, let's say compartment A. So it happens to be, yes, compartment A shares a wall with compartment B, but the liquid was not in compartment B. And you'll say, wait, hold on, the liquid, it's true, it touched compartment A, but since compartment A shares a wall with compartment B, isn't it that the liquid then really touched the outside wall of compartment B? Shouldn't that be a problem? So the answer is no. We don't assume that this tuma of liquid is going to be metame the other kli migabo when it's only touching the outside of the second compartment. So it's true when we're speaking about tuma d'oraisa of the outside, generally of a kli, and maybe kli cheres is an exception, becomes tummy, the whole kli becomes tummy. This is not true when we're speaking about this mashke tuma d'rabbanan. It touched the outside of compartment B, we don't have to worry about the inside compartment becoming tummy. The wall, which is the outside, the inner wall of compartment A, of course, is tamei, because that is because that's where the liquid is. So that's what the Mishnah means, lo nitma chaveru. Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri Omer, he disagrees with the Tanakam and says like this, chokenes of yo. We don't assume that compartment B is not tamei at all, that the wall is not tamei at all. We actually split the wall in half. Hamishamesh la tamei tamei, hamishamesh la tahor tahor. We split it in half, and we basically say it like this: the half of the wall that is serving the tameh section, so that is tameh. But the half of the wall that serves the tahor section, that's going to be tahor. So we split the wall in half. Half of it is tameh, the one that's closest to compartment A, and the second half of the wall that's obviously part of compartment B, that's closest to compartment B, does not become tameh at all. Im yesh lo lizbeis odeif. But same idea that we have in the previous types of boxes that we spoke of. So the same thing applies over here to our wooden box, spice box. And yes, Luz Bezo, if the spice box has a rim that's higher than the walls of each of the sections of the compartments in the kli, so then nitma echad mehem nitma chaveru. If one of them becomes tamei by having the tamei liquid touch it, remember this is not klei cheres, not talking about something in the airspace, and if it touches one of those sections, and this is also tuma derabanan on the mashke, then all of the other compartments become tamei, because that outer rim, since it lifts up, it combines everything into one. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches Halapid, Lapid, a torch. So this is back to Klei Cheres, our topic, till Perek Yud. It's an earthenware torch. Now, how do we describe an earthenware torch? So the Bartur says, Ke'en Ka'arash El Cheres, it's like a bowl of earthenware. Michudedes Milamata, it's sharp, it has a pointy edge on the bottom. Tuchuvi V'tochvim Chaduda Barosh Kundus. And then you take that section and you stick it into a pole. So just imagine, so you have on top, this torch has a place for oil. It's a little bowl. And it has a place for a wick as well. But you also, you're able to stick it into a larger pole so you can lift it up. Kind of like adding onto your vacuum cleaner. You have a little section at the end. You want to make it a little bit taller. So you stick it on. That's what the lapid is. And the Mishnah here says, lahalapid tameh. Now, why would I have thought it's not tameh? It has a receptacle. The answer is because it can't stand on its own. It only stands when you stick it into the rest of the pole. So maybe it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah is teaching you that any kli that's made not to stand on its own and only to stand when it's attached to something else, so that has the status of a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Ubeis shik'o shelner. Or the holder of a lamp. Now lamps, neiros, we know in those days were earthenware, then they're kind of flat, but they had to place a little hole for the oil, and then the wick came out another little hole. May remember these things from looking at some archaeology in Israel. So this is, that's the way the lamps were made. But there was also a holder, and the lamp would sit in a holder, and that holder also had a little bit of a base kibbel. It was somewhat shallow, but nonetheless had a base kibbel, and that's what we're speaking about here. Ubeishik oshel ner. This holder, it's also earthenware. It's a stand, which is able to hold this lamp, this candle. So that is considered a kli as well, and it can be mitabe b'avir through the airspace. So that's why halapit tamei ubeishiko shelner mitamei b'avir. Then the Mishnah says, Hamasrek shel tsartsur, the comb of a tsartsur. What is this? So the Bartender says, Klei cheres shosim al piv svacha kamin bichbar maser reshes. It is it's an earthenware vessel, and you put on reshes is like a net. So on top was like a strainer, little holes, and a perforated section on top. And then it speaks about teeth. It says, the Bar Tanura says, the uses the language of Shinaim, Visavivo Sasvacha, around that area, that strainer above, Boltim Shinaim Kishinei HaMasrek, there are these teeth-like projections. That like teeth of the comb. So simos al no, they're actually there just for decoration. To decorate it. The mitzla sheretz ba'avir osam shinaim. Let's say there's a sheretz actually in the airspace of those projections that come up over this strainer. Pligi bar Rabbi Eliezer v'rabbanan. So that's a machlokes or a mishnah. I chashiv toch kli cheres ilo. Do we view this area that's above? That we have these teeth-like projections above this earthenware vessel that has the perforations inside. Do we consider between those teeth inside that section, is that considered toch? Or is it not considered toch? Bartner actually says, V'rov ha-kelim she-shosin bohem mayim be-eretz Yishmael asuhim kach. In Arab countries, this is what most people would drink water through this. This way, you'd have it coming through a strainer, not that much at a time. But they had these projections that came up. So Rabbi Eliezer Mitayer, he says, no, they are because there are openings between those projections of teeth, so to speak, that don't allow that area to hold the liquid inside, it comes out. So therefore, it's not mekabel tumah. And they say, no, it's considered that's part of the inside of the kli. And therefore, if a sheretz enters the airspace of those projections, the whole kli becomes tameh.